Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. Michigan officials have expanded eligibility for the state's My Able Disability Savings Program, allowing individuals whose disability began before the age of 46 to open accounts. The change follows updated federal rules and could nearly double the number of residents who qualify, potentially making up 1 million Michiganders eligible. My Able accounts allow people with disabilities to save and invest money for disability-related expenses without losing access to benefits such as Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, or Medicaid. Funds can be used for costs including housing modifications, transportation, education, and assistive technology. State officials say the program currently manages nearly $88 million across more than 6,600 accounts, but participation remains low compared with the number of eligible residents. The Michigan Department of Treasury, which administers the program, hopes the expanded age limit will encourage more people to enroll and plan for long-term financial stability. And a package of bills introduced by Republican State Representative Jennifer Warts would block new permits and construction until April of 2027. Supporters say the goal is to give communities time to assess the impact on power grids, water systems, and farmland. Warts argues state tax incentives for clean energy-powered facilities are accelerating development and putting pressure on rural land. Business leaders disagree. The Lansing Regional Chamber says slowing data center growth could cost Michigan major investment in jobs, calling the industry critical to the state's economic future. Energy experts say a temporary pause could give lawmakers time to review how utilities plan to handle increased demand. The bills are now before the House Government Operations Committee. When we come back after this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll continue with more local news.
Looking for one of the best ATVs on the planet? Then check out a Honda 4Trax Foreman at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton. The Foreman is built around a 518cc engine, offering more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. The tough front and rear racks feature Honda's ProConnect system, so you can switch between accessories for work and play with no tools needed. Plus, there's an easy-to-use reverse system and a handy utility box for storage. So head to Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton and check out a Honda Foreman. You'll see how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And moving on with our local news, Sure Health has announced that its ambulance service is now a fully certified Advanced Life Support, or ALS, unit. This upgrade means that Sure EMS is staffed with paramedics providing 24/7 coverage, ensuring advanced care is available at all times. The transition from a basic life support, or BLS, unit to an ALS began more than a year ago and was finalized after a successful state inspection on February 26th. Achieving ALS certification requires paramedics to be on duty at all hours, enabling the EMS team to deliver advanced medications, resources, and skills, bringing the capabilities of the emergency department directly to those in need, especially in critical situations such as strokes and cardiac events. State regulations require rigorous inspections and the implementation of multiple systems to guarantee high-quality paramedic care. Matthew Ken, manager of Sure EMS, credited his dedicated team and the leadership of Sure Health for accomplishing this upgrade efficiency. Sure EMS operates three ambulances and responds to more than 1,600 calls annually. Its service area includes the city of Caseville, Village of Pigeon, all of Caseville, Chandler, McKinley, and Windsor townships, as well as parts of Brookfield and Fairhaven townships. Dr. Ross Ramsey, president and CEO of Sure Health, expressed pride in the upgrade, stating, "This is a prime example of our dedication to providing better health care and better life to our local Thumb community. By enhancing our EMS service to a paramedic unit, we can offer more life-saving measures sooner, leading to better outcomes." For additional information and to watch the full video, visit thumbnet.net. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.